23 of June 2019. 1 Corinthians 11, 23 to 26. For the tradition I received from the Lord and also handed on to you is that on the night he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread. And after he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, with the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Whenever you drink it, do this as a memorial of me. Whenever you eat this bread, then, and drink this cup, you are proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes." Today we celebrate this wonderful feast. We as Catholics know very well these words in which bread and wine is transformed into the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are kneeling before the secret and we adore him. The priest in persona Christi, he really is doing a wonderful miracle. Only he can do it. A holy silence is around all this what happens. A silence in love and respect. Sometimes you can see a deep feeling from people. You can see in the priest. He is attracted by this moment in love. Also the servants and the faithful. We know in faith that the angels are present. And we also can think that the souls who are still waiting for the complete salvation in heaven, poor souls, will be with us. They are looking for consolation. In this Holy Mass is the middle of the service of a priest. And the Church is doing the most important mission. Therefore, it's very clear that the Holy Mass should be the middle point of the life of the Church. And at this wonderful high feast, the Church gives a testimony publicly. Because the body of Christ is not only for the faithful, for some, no. The faith and the testimony of faith shows the real lordship of Christ, whom is given all power in heaven and earth, as a Lamb of God who came to us to bring us redemption and will come back at the end of the times for the last trial. Wonderful churches we know to celebrate this. Wonderful processions for the honor of the sacrament of the altar. And this day, the Church wants to show the Lord to the people. We can see him in faith, but he will come at the end of times and everybody will recognize him. For a holy mass in real dignity, we need not only the wonderful buildings and the priests. No, we need also a very solemn liturgy. But often people do not understand this in our days. And people try to make a mass, to bring a lot of elements of own ideas into the liturgy. They do not understand that the liturgies are given by the Holy Spirit and special ways had been formed through the centuries, and we cannot just change that if we do not want to risk enormous spiritual damage. So if we honor the Lord in the right way in the Holy Eucharist, then we have to defend the dignity of the Holy Mass outside and inside. That means we also have to receive the Holy Communion in the state of grace. We have to be prepared, we should be concentrated, and also we should respect the silence in the Church for that. We should never lose this kind of respect before the Holy Mass and not support that the Mass will be penalized through false music, for example, or through things people bring in which are not fitting to the Holy Mass, or even gestures which are not belonging to the liturgy. There is no place for that. I think we have to win back the dignity of the Holy Mass at the places where we lost it. This counts for priests as well for believers. And we should also not forget that we have the possibility to know about the Tridentine Rite. Because this Tridentine Rite is not so easy to make own things within, and gives us an expression of the liturgy like the liturgy was for centuries in the whole Catholic world. For Benedict, he said there should be a reconciliation with the tradition. Therefore, he supported that the Trinity Rite could be celebrated. It seems that some people of today think there is something wrong with the old rite and they should better take care. But this is a big error. May this wonderful feast of today help that the holiness and the beauty of the sacrifice of Christ we will celebrate in great solemnity. The sacrifice was brought for our redemption on the altars of the Church. May God protect the sacrament of the altar, that it will be not profanized and not misused.
The communion verse says, "The bread I will give is my flesh for eternal life."